Today's shiur is Masech Pesachim, Daf Tezayin, and we will begin on Daf Tezvav and Beis, 13 lines from the bottom. In our previous shiurim, we had learned the Machlekes of Ramei and Rabbi Yossi. Ramei and Rabbi Yossi debated if one could burn an Erev Pesach, Truma, which is Chametz, which is Tahor, together with Truma, which is Chametz, which is Tamei. Certainly, we had learned that the halach is that you normally may not burn them together. The Torah says, "V'nina sati lechem mishmeres trumasi." The Torah is very strict about not allowing truma to become tameh. But the discussion had been that perhaps since these two chametz, these two trumas, albeit one is tahor and one is tameh, and when you're going to put them together, the tameh is going to become tahor. The Torah is going to become Tamei, perhaps still the halacha should be that they may be burnt together because they're anyway going to become Asur because it's Erev Pesach when all Chametz must be disposed of. And we learned that Rameyer allows them to be burnt together. Rabbi Yossi does not allow them to be burnt together. So Rabbi Yochanan, in attempting to qualify the Machloikis of Rabbi Yossi and Rameya, says that their machloikis is limited to Shor Shishis, to the sixth hour of Erev Pesach, where at that point, Chametz is only Osam with Rabbanan. However, B'Shor after that, where Chametz is Osam with Raisa, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that the Chametz, the two different types of Trumas, even though one is Tameh and one is Tamer, may be burnt together. And the Gemara wants to bring a raya to this, and that's where we begin this year. Lema Masaylei, perhaps we could bring a raya to the opinion that Rabbi Yochanan just taught us. It says in a brisa, Hapash ipsha v'nifsa melechel adam. Bread got moldy to the degree that it is no longer edible. V'kel v'yochel achloi, a human being can't eat it, but it's still edible by dogs. And therefore, since it's still edible by dog, the halacha is that it's considered a food that it can be makabel tamah. If therefore it becomes tameh, the halacha is metama betumas oichlin bekebeya. If you have a shear of a kebeya of this bread, it will be able to be metama betumas oichlin. It certainly will become tameh, but it's even so tameh that it could give off tumah. Vim nisrefes, im tamei bepesach. The halach is that you could burn it together with food that's tamei on Pesach. Even though, as we said a moment ago, by burning them together, the tamei comes in contact with the tahira, and the tahira will become tamei. We still see from here that you are allowed to make truma, which is tahira, tamei, because it's going to be a time that it's going to get, because it has to be burnt at that time. What makes us say that this brisa is following the opinion of Yossi? Perhaps this brisa is following the opinion of Rameya. And Rameya, as we just said and learned in our previous shiurim, is always lenient on Erev Pesach with Trumas Chametz and Trumas Tamei and Tahira. Because if it was representing the opinion of Rameya, there is no chiddush. The chiddush of this price, obviously, is that it's following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. And under certain circumstances, even Rabbi Yossi is lenient. It must be that Rabbi Yossi is lenient in the seventh hour. Answers the Gemara, it's not a raya. Because Shani Hasam, there it's a different situation. The Afra Ba'almahu. Since as we began, the bread that we're talking about is ipsha, it's moldy. And therefore, since it's moldy, we could be more lenient in allowing to be metamid. But in a situation where you have a good piece of bread, where you have a good piece of chametz, there we have no right to be lenient. Ihachi, says the Gemara, let's try to understand Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Rabbi Meir, if Rabbi Meir established his halacha, that the reason going back to another subject we learned in yesterday's shiur. In yesterday's shiur, we discussed quite extensively the Reb Meir, who is lenient in allowing us to burn chametz which is tamei together with chametz which is tahor. The question was, from whom did Reb Meir learn that opinion? Did he learn it from what Reb Chanina Sagana Kahanim taught us, where Reb Chanina Sagana Kahanim taught us that we're allowed to burn kachim that's tamei, one level tuma, with another level tuma? Or did he learn it from Reb Elazar of Yeshua discussed, where there was tamei truma and a tamei truma in a vat that was above chulin? Now, ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if we're saying that Reb Meir's rule is extrapolated from what Reb Chanina Sagana Kahanim taught us, so what did Reb Yossi say when Reb Yossi said Moida? Reb Yossi said Moida Reb Elazar Reb Yeshua. Reb Yossi, when he was trying to argue against Reb Meir, said, you're trying to bring a raya from Reb Elazar Reb Yeshua. Reb Elazar Reb Yeshua would agree to, in our case, that the case of the Truma Tahira and the Truma Tameya is not the same. But if Reb Elazar and Yeshua are not the source of Reb Meir's din, what does Reb Yossi mean to say with that? Says the Gemara, Hachkamalei Reb Yossi Reb Meir. This is what Reb Yossi was saying to Reb Meir. What you wanted to say, based on Reb Chanina Sagana Kahanim's psak, that because of Reb Chanina Sagana Kahanim allowed us to burn kachim that are on a higher level of tumah, with kachim with a lower level of tumah, and they're both, even though that will make that the lower level tumah, that the lower level kachim will become a higher level. I feel Rabbi Yeshua, says Rabbi Yossi, even Rabbi Yeshua, that we find in Hilchas Tumah is more lenient than Rabbi Elazar, where Rabbi Yeshua said, when you had the yayin, that's truma, that was going to fall into truma, to chul and tameim, and by falling into the chul and tameim, they're going to become tamei. So Rabbi Yeshua said, I'm allowed to bring kalim tameim to save, to catch that truma. Again, we discussed if there's a reveal, how much will be saved, and the reveals, we're not going to go into all the details. Still, Rabbi Yeshua said, we only may do so in a makam hefsid, where we're concerned, where if the truma, which is in the upper pit, will fall into the chulin, which is in the lower pit, they will become usur. But when it comes to burning truma, which is chametz tahira, together with truma, which is tameya on Erev Pesach, that there's no loss to burn each one individual. Kimekel, when was he lenient? Betluya. In a situation where you have truma, which is a suffix tamei, and you want to burn it with tameya. Aval tamehira tameya, to put tahira and tameya, nobody loy would be that lenient. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if the way we're learning, if we're saying now, the Ramei learned his din from Chanina Sagana Kahanim, that you gotta make the boss of Kachim more tamei, amai ena mida, why can't we compare the two situations? Mida midahi, it's a perfect comparison. And the Gemara makes its point. We just said, Rabbi Yochanan told us, that even Rabbi Yossi, who does not allow us to burn Truma Tahira with Truma Tameya, he says that's only in the sixth hour. But in the seventh hour, he was lenient. So we see that even Rabbi Yossi, to a certain degree, says that just like Rabbi Chanina allows us to burn Tamei with Tamei, I'm going to say when you have Isser, Isser is the same. And since both of these Trumas are Osir, because it's already the Shosh Shviz of every Pesach, that's what Rabbi Yossi obviously subscribes to that concept. Because if he didn't subscribe to that concept, he would not allow us to burn them together even in the seventh hour. So if we see that Rabbi Yossi subscribes to that concept, he should subscribe to that concept even when it's Osir mid Rabbanan. Answers the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, the case that Rav Chanina Segana Kana was speaking about, Hocha b'basar shenitma b'mashkin shenitma machm sheretz. The basar that got tamei because it came in contact with liquids that came in contact with the sheretz. And now, the machloikus of Rabbi Yossi is a different machloikus. Is that basar tamei at all, even with Rabbanan? V'az ramei l'tamei, v'Rabbi Yossi l'tamei. Ramei l'tamei, doma shetumas mashkin tamei acherim, that the ability of tuma of mashkin tamei matama, other things, is only with Rabbanan. So that means that this oichel, which we're calling a shlishi, is only a shlishi midrabanan. And yet we find that Rav Chanina Segana Kahana is allowing them to be burning, to burn it together. Even though midraisa, this is tahor and this is tamei. So we see that just because they both need to be disposed of, that's enough of a reason why we may burn them together. Rav Yossi, on the other hand, holds the Omar, Shatumas Mashu Tamachem with the Raisa. So now this Basar is Tamim with the Raisa, and this Basar is Tamim with the Raisa. Yes, one is a Shlishi and one is a Rishon, but the fact is that they're both Tamei. But therefore, we can't learn from Chanina Segana Kahanim's halacha to Reb Meir's halacha. Here we have two objects, two foods that are Tamei. Here we do not. The Tanya. And so we just established that there's a machloikis, Reb Yossi and Reb Meir, about the ability of mashkin to be matama. So the question is, where do we find this machloikis? The Tanya, it says a braisa, sofik b'mashkin. If somebody who's tamei put his hand, his foot into mashkin that's tahor, and there's a question, did he actually touch the mashkin or not? Letamei, that the mashkin themselves will become tamei. Everybody agrees that mashkin becomes tamei. And as the Rishonim point out, this halacha that we're learning in our shir is nothing to do with the concept of Sofek Tumim Rishus HaYochid is tahor, Sofek Tumim Rishus HaRabim is tahor. Rather, the way to understand this Gemara, Rashi makes this point, is that's the question. Sofik deraisa l'chumra and sofik derabanan l'kula. This is a situation of a sofik deraisa, and since it's a sofik deraisa, we have to be machmer. Because it's not the same as soita, because a soita is a situation where the halacha is, it's ein bo das lishol. This is considered, since it was done by human being, so since it's considered it's done by human being, yesh boi das lishol, and therefore we don't have the halacha that sofik tumim rishus hayochid is tamei. I saw that the Shas HaTshuvas Chazoy Nochem explains that since the pasuk says if we hold the mashkin become tamei, we learn it from the pasuk of tamei hu. So from that pasuk we learn that only it has the ability to become tamei, but something else doesn't have. But since it doesn't have, explain as we're about to learn. So since, explains the Chazoy Nochem, we see that mashkin don't have the regular halachas of Hilchos Tuma. So even though throughout Shas we have a rule that Sofek Tumim Rishus HaYochid is tamei, here the regular rules of Tuma will not apply. But about Latameh Acherim, if there's a question, if the mashkin became Tameh, and there's a question if it touched other foods, Tahor. Mashkin, other, to be Tameh, other foods, is only with Rabbanon, and there we say, Sofek Rabbanon Lekula. Divrei Remeir, Bekenai Rablazo Oymed Dvarv. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says that when it comes to the mashkin, shemitama other things, l'kol tomei. Whether it's coming to mitama oichlim, whether it's coming to mitama kalim, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is the mashkin tomeim are mitama midaraisa everything, whether it's a food or whether it's a keli. And therefore, since midaraisa it's mitama, that's why we have to be machmer. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, oimrim, l'oichlin, when it comes to Eichlin, Temeim, there it's Tami Midaraisa, and we have to be Machma, Savak Daraisa L'chumra. L'Kalim, where if it's a question of a touched Kalim, where the Tumma of Mashkin to Kalim is only Midrabanon, Savak Darabanon L'kula, and that's why we're Mekel. So ask the Tzlach, even if we'll say that it's only Midrabanon, and that's why we're being makel by a Sofik, because Sofik Drabanan Lekula. But there's a rule throughout Shas that something which is a Dovashesh Lematirim, something which will ultimately become Mutter, even if it falls into Isser, even if it falls into a Taruvis, it falls into a mixture where it would normally, Api Halacha, according to the Halacha, become Bottle. We say that since this will ultimately be Mutter anyway, we don't apply the Halachas Abitl. And the reason the Gemara always explains is Acha techlena beisser techlena beheter. Why do we need to rely on bittel where we can eat it without a problem? So the question here is, we're saying that according to the Manda Omer, that mashkin that touch kalim, that mashkin being metamek kalim is only the rabbanon, and therefore when we have a sofik, if the mashkin tameim touch the kali, we applied our rochel of Sofik Drabonon Lekula. Why don't we say we could take this keli to the mikveh? It will take the keli to the mikveh. There wouldn't be a problem because for sure now the keli is tar. So instead of saying Sofik Drabonon Lekula, why don't we say it's a dovashesh lematirim and we could then be able to use it and be able to use the keli without any shaila because we've taken it to the mikveh? So the Tzlach says that a very bechidish. That even though normally we do in fact say the concept of Dovah Sheish Lematirim, but in our Gemara, the Keli that we're talking about, which is Keli, was a Keli that was Tahar. Not as a question on the status of this Keli. Did it become Tamei because Mashkin touched it or not? Since the Keli has a Cheskes Heter, therefore we could be lenient even if it's a Dovah Sheish Lematirim. So the Rav Yehuda has a different approach. He says that the Noid B'Yehuda and the Tzlach are the same person. He says the reason why we are machmer by Dovah Sheish Lematirim is as we just said, Ach techlena be'isser techlena be'heter. So he says that concept is only by achila, that I can enjoy this keli, I can enjoy this food without any shaila. So why should I eat it when there's a shaila? Eat it when there's no shaila. But when it comes to a keli, so a keli I could use, and you could only eat a food, says the Noid B'Yehuda once. So since I could only eat the food once, so ach techlena be'isser techlena be'heter. But when it comes to a keli, which we're discussing, a keli we could use and reuse. So since a keli we could use and reuse, there we don't say ach techlena be'isser, take it to the mikveh, and after you take it to the mikveh, you wouldn't have any question. But I want to be able to use it before I take it to the mikveh, and after I take it to the mikveh. So therefore, you can't use the concept of the Shesh Lematirim, Avach Techlena Be'issa Techlena Be'hetam. Ask the Gemara. We just learned that Rabbi Lozer agrees with Rabbi Meir, the Mashkim are Mekabel Tumim Midaraisa, but they don't have the ability to Matama other foods and Kalim. Ask the Gemara, V'savra Rabbi Lozer Mashkim Isla Tumim Ba'olam, is Rabbi Lozer's opinion the liquid they themselves could become tamei? For Tanya, Rabbi Lozer Omer ain't tamei l'mashkin kolikur. The midaraisa mashkin can't become tamei. And he brings a raya. Teda, what's the raya? Shrei heid yosi ben yeze itzreda al ayl kamtza. It was a type of a grasshopper. Dochen, that is a kosher type of grasshopper. The al mashkin basement b'chaya on the blood and water that were found in the butchering area in the Azara, the Docha, that they're tar, the Namakabal Tumma. It must be that what is Rabbi Lozer's opinion? It must be that the entire Tumas Mashkin is only a Tumma de Rabbanon. And because Chazal didn't want to make more Tumma in the Beis HaMikdash, Chazal said that this is only Tumma de Rabbanon. And since it's only Tamim Midrabanan, we'll be lenient and won't let it become, we won't give that rule in the Beis HaMikdash. For if it can become Tamei Midaraisa, The Rabbanim don't have the ability to take something which is tummy midaraisa and make it tor. So it must be that he holds that mashkin themselves, not only their ability to give off tumma, but their actual tumma is tummy only midrabbanim. So we just learned that the opinion of Yosef ben Yezer, and the Gemara is saying that that's the opinion of Rabbi Lozer as well, is that the mashkin based on Bechaya, that since Tumas Mashkin is only the Rabbanon, and in the base of Migdosh, they didn't want to be Machmer, the Rabbanon did not want to impose their Chumrah. So many Achroinim asked the question, so what was the big Nes of Chanukah, that they found the tar, the oil that was tar? The halacha is that Mashkin based on Bechaya, the liquids in the base of Migdosh don't become Tameh, according to Yosef ben Yezer. So one teretz that the Rishash suggests was that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem on Daf Yud Zayin the next year that there's a machloikis which liquids have the special rule that they're not mekabel tum in the base of Mikdash. There is one sheet that says all liquids, but the other sheet that says only base mit b'chaya, blood and water. So according to the opinion that only blood and water are excluded, oil is included, we could understand the nais. The Shal Sechuva Shoyle Meshif, Madura Kama Chela Gimel Simen Membeis, says that the Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Membeis explains that the Pasuk says regarding the nais Chanukah, the Baba Pritza V'Chalalua. So once it was Nechalalua, it lost the level of Kedusha. Once the Beis Hamikdash v'chilalua lost its level of Kedusha, so the special rule that we're learning now that applies to the Beis Hamikdash, the Mashkim don't become Tamei the Beis Hamikdash, that's only when the Beis Hamikdash are b'Kedushasai, but not regarding in a situation v'chilalua when it was desecrated. Another teretz is that when we speak about the Neis Chanukah, the oil itself was never Tamei. But we had to worry about the keli in which the mashka was. And the keli can be mekabel tuma. And therefore, that was the nais. Another pshat that the Sefer Gur Arya Yehuda suggests, that even if we say that all oil that's in the, that not just blood and water have this special rule in the Beis HaMikdash, other mashkin have this rule as well, that's only if they're actually put on the base, on the mizbeach, like the menachos, the oil that was used for the menachos. But oil that's not actually put on the mizbeach, the oil of the menorah, which is not put on the mizbeach, doesn't have the special dispensation. So now the Gemara continues with its question. Hanich l'Shmuel, according to Shmuel the Amar, that when we said the mashbet mechaya are not tamei, what it means is dochmal tamat tumas acherim. They don't have the ability to tam other things. Avo tumas atzman yeshlahem. They have their own tumah shaper. So we could understand the Rabbi Lozer could have followed Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir was speaking about the tumah of the mashkin, and Rabbi Lozer and Yosef ben Yezer all could agree that the mashkin are tamei, because all they were talking about was about their ability, the mashkin in the Beis Hamikdash, to transmit tumah. Ala l'Rav. According to Rav, that says when we say that the mashkin in the Beis HaMikdash are tor, are docha mamish, that they're not tamei at all, so that's an indication the mashkin are not mekabel tumah midaraisa. So mayikul meimer, how could we say that Rabbi Lozer agrees with Rabbi Meir that mashkin are normally not mekabel tumah? Answers the Gemara, Arav Nachman ben Yitzchok, when we said that Rabbi Lozer agrees with Rabbi Meir, it was only a choda. He agrees with Rabbi Meir that they're not metama other things midaraisa, but Remeya says regarding their own tumah, he was also it's not tumah midaraisa. On that, he won't agree. Ask the Gemara, but let's review the words at the top of this amid. At the top of the amid, it said v'kein hayu Rabbi Lezer oimik kedvarov kamar the nefishi. It means that he agreed with everything that he said, not just with the halacha, not just with one halacha, as you're suggesting. Void, another question. V'chein seems to indicate that they're completely in agreement, not just partially agreement. Says the Gemara Kasha. That indeed is a question. So we just learned that if Mashkin is at Tamei Midaraisa, it's only Tamei Midrabanan, Chazal would not have made that Xera in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi explains why wouldn't Chazal made that Xera in the Beis HaMikdash? Because Chazal wouldn't want Kachim to get ruined. And because Chazal wouldn't want Kachim to get ruined, they wouldn't increase Tumah, they would decrease Tumah. Another pshat that we're going to see is that it's a special halacha Moshe Sinai. That's the opinion that the Rambam follows as well. That this whole halacha is halacha Moshe Sinai, and the halacha Moshe Sinai says that it doesn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Gufa, says the Gemara, Rav Amar, when we spoke about the Mashva Beis Med Bechaya, he says that when Yossi Ben Yezah said that those Mashkin Beis Med Bechaya are tahor, what he meant to say was, Dochon, they're completely tahor. Not only don't they transmit Tumah, they don't even receive Tumah. The Shmuel Amar Shmuel hold Dochon Mil Tamat Tumas Acherim, it doesn't have the ability to give off Tumah of Tumas Atzma Yeshlan. Rav Amar Dochon Mamish, Kesover, Tumas Mashkin Drabodon, he's of the opinion that the whole din of Tumas Mashkin is only Midrabodon. V'chi goz Rabbanon, where would Rabbanon say the Mashkin a Tomei? The Mashkin d'Alma, not in the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Mashkin Beis HaMikdash, the Mashkin in the Beis HaMikdash, loy gozru, Chazal didn't make the Gzera there. V'shmul Amar, Shmuel on the other hand holds, Dochem Otama Tumas Acherim, when Shoyse Ben Yezah said that Tor, it only means that they don't have the ability to give off Tuma. Avot Tumas Atzma Yeshlehem, they have their own independent Tuma, and that is the Raisa. But the din, as the pasuk says, "V'chol meshka shishasu b'chol kli yitma," the din of latame acherim is only the rabbanon that these mashkin should be able to give off tuma. That's only a din with the rabbanon. And when was that said? V'chi gazu rabbanon. When did rabbanon say the mashkin tameim can transmit tuma? That's only with mashkin the alma. However, the mashkin beis mitbechaya, the mashkin and the beis mikdash, as we just learned, loy gozu didn't they make a gzeira? The chi loy gozu, when did Rabbanan not make the gzeira? The tumay acherim, that it should give off tumah. Ava tumas atzman, their own independent tumah yesh lahem, because that's a tumah deraisa, which cannot be taken away. The question is, when we speak about mashkin, that according to Shmuel has the ability to have its own tumah, what mashkin are we speaking about? The Rambam says that it speaks about all liquids. All liquids can become tamei b'deraisa. The Rambam says it's only regarding the shiva mashkin. We know, we'll speak about it in our shir, that there are seven liquids, yad shoch adam, that have the ability to be makshir, that food has to become wet in order to be able to become tamei. And the Rambam says those are the only mashkin that can become tamei b'deraisa. Any other beverage cannot become Tamei Midaraisa. The Ravid strongly disagrees. He says, when we speak about those Shiva Mashkin, that's halacha regarding being Machshel Kabel Tumah. And the halacha that liquids can be Machshel Kabel Tumah was only said on the Zion Mashkin. But when we're talking about Mashkin becoming Tamei, there is no reason to distinguish between those beverages and any other beverages and all liquids could become Tomei. The Tzlach, in explaining the opinion of the Ravid, is that when other Mashkin are Mekabel Tumah, even the Ravid will agree, says the Tzlach, that it's not because they're Mashkin. Because the fact that the Torah is singled out, explains the Tzlach, those Zion Mashkin, that only those seven Mashkin have the ability to Machshefut Lekabel Tumah, is an indication that the Torah only considers those seven mashkin to be the only mashkin that are considered alpi din mashkin. But if you have a liquid that's not one of the Zayin mashkin, it must be that that liquid is an oichel. If that liquid is an oichel, so certainly it's mekabel tumah. So it turns out that according to the Tzlach, those mashkin will be more chomer than all other mashkin. Because all other mashkin have a din of mashkin. So even though we're learning the mashkin may be a makabel tumah midaraisa, they certainly don't transmit tumah only midrabanan. But according to the Ravid, that all mash, those other mashkin don't have a din of a mashka. They have a din of a oichel. Oichel, everybody says, transmits tumah. Others disagree, and they say that the Ravid, the pshat in the Ravid is as we said, that the Ravid can't accept that there should be a difference between in different types of mashkin. The halacha that of hechshel kabel tumah has nothing to do if something is called a mashka or not. Amalei Rav Yehuda b'chinen lebrei kael sekameder a papa romilei mi amishmul dochon miltamet tumas acherim. Is it indeed Shmuel's opinion that mashkin are only tar midaraisa from transmitting tumah? Avot tumas atzmon yeshlem, they have their own independent tumah. Krikan. But what does the pasuk say by kachim? So we see from here that any food has the ability to mutame kachim. So even if we say that by chulin mashkin are not mutame something else midaraisa, but by kachim the Torah says that's a pasuk by kachim v'abasa shiga b'chol tamei. Chol tamei means anything that's tamei. How can we say that by kachim mashkin don't give off tumah? Answers the Gemara. Amar Sheshes Brei Ravidi Midi Dehava Ravi B'Kodesh. I'll show you a concept like that. Just like we find by Ravi B'Kodesh that it's tamei, but it doesn't give off tumah. A Ravi B'Kodesh is what we have been describing in our shiurim as posel. It's the last level of tumah. It becomes tamei. It doesn't give off tumah. The same thing will be by mashkin. It will be tamei, but it doesn't give off tumah. Masl of Rashi, Ravi B'Kodesh Likri tamei. As we just said, the Tyrus, there's a word called tamei, and there's a word called pasul. Tamei means that it's tamei, and it can give off tumah. Pasul means it can't give off tumah. Ravi B'Kodesh is called pasul. Hi, but mashkin that became tamei, ikre tamei. They're called Tomei. And once they're called Tomei, they should be able to transmit Tomei by Kachim based on the pasuk that we just learned. Kasha. Toshma. Rav said that Mashkin are never Tomei Midaraisa. As the Gemara, the pasuk says, V'chamashka shishyos b'kot kli yitma. The pasuk say that if you have Mashka, and that's in a kli cheres, that's Tomei, anything that's in the kli cheres, and typically you'll have liquid in the kli cheres, will become tamei. So what are you saying? That mashkin can't become tamei midaraisa. Answered the Gemara, what does that pasuk teach us? It comes to teach us the halacha that we just spoke about a few minutes ago. Ma yitma, it's coming to teach us that mashkin have the ability to be machshir, hichshir. It has the ability to be machshir food to be kabel tumah. Because as we said, no food to be mekabel tumah first unless it was first mukshel kabel tumah, but it's not speaking that the liquid itself could become tamei. Ask the Gemara that the mashka a machsha foods to mekabel tumah. I don't need this pasuk. We learn it from the resha of the kra. Hichshem resh the kra shamet lei. The pasuk says mekala oichol sheyo oichol. That we learn from here. That's where we learned the halacha of Hechshel Kabel Tumah. Answers the Gemara, we need two psukim to teach us the halacha of Hechshel Kabel Tumah. Chad betlushim, one has come to teach us water that's no longer connected to the ground. Chad b'mukhabarim, and we need another pasuk for water that's connected to the ground to teach us both of these types of water have the ability to be machshir food l'kabel tumah. Why do we need separate psukim for both types of these waters, v'tzricha. D'yashmin betlushin, if we only knew this halacha by water that was disconnected, mishim dechshivinu, by taking them off the ground and putting them into a keli, you've showed that you need this liquid, that this liquid is significant to you. Aval, b'mukhbarin, by when you have water which is still connected to the ground, emaloi, they're not significant to you, and therefore they can't be machshir liquid to mekabel tumah. Vitana mechubarim, if we only had a pasuk to teach the halacha that mayim mechubarim are machshir food lekabel tumah, shum the kaim beduchtayich shivi, because they're in the place that they were always. That's why they're considered significant and have the ability to be machshir food lekabel tumah. Avatolution, water that was removed from where they were originally, maybe they lose its significance, aim aloy, and they shouldn't have the ability to be machshir, tzrichi. So the Gemara, so that pasuk is not a question on Rav, who says that liquid can be mekabel tumah midaraisa. Toshma, there's another pasuk. The pasuk speaking about mayim chabarim says ach mayim umikve obar mikve mayim yutar. So what do we see? That water that's still mechubal karka is not mekabel tumah. It seems that if it was no longer mechubal karka, even though it's a liquid, the Torah is telling us it can be mekabel tumah. Answers the Gemara, mayitar mitumasoi, that the Torah has come to teach us that what type of water can be used as a mikvah, may mayin u mikvah, but mayim shuvim cannot be used as a mikvah. Ask the Gemara, utulushim imachshirim, we learned a moment ago that there's a pasuk to teach us that both mayim chuborim and mayim tulushin are machshafu l'kabal tumah. Is that true? Asked the Gemara. Utulusha mi machshirin. Vamar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Mashkin beis mitchaya. The liquid, the liquids that were found in the slaughter, in the butchering area, in the Azara. Loi dain shein tochen. Not only are they tar, el she'ei machshirim. They're also not machshir food. So we see that why are they not machshir? It must be that the ability for mayim tulushim to be machshir food is only a din the Rabbanon, and Rabbanon were lenient in the Beis HaMikdash, as we're learning throughout this year. But of course, if the halacha, the mayim tulushim is machshir, is a din d'oraisa, as we said earlier in our shir, the Rabbanon cannot say something which has the ability to be machshir with the d'oraisa should not be machshir. The Rabbanon don't have that strength. Answers the Gemara, that when we speak about liquid, for the basement b'chayin not being able to be machshir, we're not speaking about water. We're talking about the dam. The dam of the kabbonis are not machshir under certain circumstances. Food kabbalas tuma. Dam Rav Chibar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Menayim dam kachim sheinah machshir. How do we know the dam of the kabbonis does not have the ability to be machshir? Food kabbalas tuma. Shneimar. The Torah speaks when the Torah speaks about the isser of consuming dam, the Torah says lo'techlenu al oris tishpechena kamayim. So I learned from the dam shenishkach kamayim, blood that goes to waste, that you don't have to be mekabel the dam. That has the halacha that's machshir, that it can be machshir ful kabbalas tuma. Dam, but when we speak about dam kachim, so we know the halacha is the dam kachim has to be caught in a keli. It doesn't go in, doesn't go to waste. So it's not comparable to water, and therefore it does not have ena machshir. It doesn't have the ability to be machshir kabbal tumah. So asks Tosfos, if that's the halacha, so then we know that when you shecht a chay or oif, you have to do kisui adam. Since you have to do kisui adam, so you have to catch the blood. If you have to catch the blood, so it's not dam that's nishbach kamayim. It's not dam that's spilled on the floor. So why is it treated like all other dam? So Tosfos answers, we don't have to have a keli in order to do kisui adam. We just have to have the dam, and therefore it's not considered dam that's caught in a keli, and it's considered like regular dam. Maskular shmubarami haridam atamsis. After the animal slaughtered and its lifeblood comes out of it, the dam that comes afterward is dam atamsis. That dam cannot be used for zrikas adam. So ask the Gemara, since that dam cannot be used for zrikas adam, it should be in a machshir. Why is it not machshir? It should be able to be machshir. It's not dam that's spilled on the ground. Amalei Reb Zeira, Hanachla dam tamsis, da filu chula namila machshir. Dam tamsis is very unique. And dam tamsis is never machshir food l'kabal tuma. And therefore, we can't bring a rye from it. Ask the Gemara, kibbel minei Rav Shmuel bar Ami, did he accept his teretz? That the reason dam tamsis is machshir is because, why? Because the Torah says, regarding dam, the dam Chalolim Yishta. Bilam, when he cursed Klal Yisrael, compared Klal Yisrael to a lion that drinks the blood of its victims. And here too, the Klal Yisrael will take over the property of their enemies. And that's why it's in the category of Chol Mashka Shiyasa. But when we speak about Dam Tamsis, Domer Rechmona, Rach Hazak Levilti Echol Adam, Ki Dam Hu HaNefesh. So I learn from here, says the Gemara, Dam Shanefesh Yotzeba, blood, which is life blood, is Kori Dam, and has the ability to be Machshir. However, Sh'ein HaNefesh Yotzeba, Dam, which is not life blood, Dam at Tamsis, any Kori Dam, and therefore it's not Machshir Kabal Toma, and therefore it's not, that's what we're speaking about. So I saw that the Chechen of a Rebbe once explained this Gemara that when we speak about Dama Tamsis, means what he explains it homiletically. Dama Tamsis is the dam that was squeezed out of Jews, the Jewish blood that was spilled, and it's Nishbach Kamayim in the history of the world. Klal Yisrael's blood, the Dama Tamsis, has been spilled like blood. Ve'ena Mukshir. And then he said, so if so much Jewish blood has been spilled, Ena Mukshir, why hasn't Mashiach come? Shouldn't all that blood have brought a schus for Klal Yisrael that Mashiach should come along? So we've discussed the subject of Mashkebe Mechaya. And we discussed the Machlokes of Rav and Shmuel, where Rav says it's not Mekabel Tum at all, and Shmuel says it doesn't give off tumah, but it is mekabel tumah. Toshma, the Braisa teaches us that b'di'evid, if a carbon was brought b'tumah, the tzitz can make the carbon kosher. So the Braisa says, dam shenet mevzarkoi, if the dam of a carbon got tumah and it was sprinkled on the mizbeach, b'shoigig, if this happened b'shoigig, Hortzo, the carbon will be effective, b'mezid, but if it happened, and the halach will be that even the kahanim will be allowed to eat the meat of that carbon, if it was b'mezid, loy hortzo. And as all the Rishonim explain, the bailim will have a kapara anyway, because the din that the Torah says, that the tzitz has that power, makes no difference if it was b'mezid or b'shoyig. The only question is, that if it was b'mezid, the kahana will not be allowed to eat that carbon. So we see that the dam of a carbon is mekabel tumah, even though it's from the mashkebe mechaya. So it must be that when Yosef ben Yezer, earlier in our shir, said that it's not mekabel tumah, it was only regarding its ability to give off tumah, but not regarding its independent tumah, unlike Rav's interpretation, answers the Gemara. That whole din of tumah that we're speaking about is only midrabbanan, and that whole din that it became tumah, it's din, and then the tzitz won't give you the ability to be able to eat that meat. It's only a din midrabbanan. The loy Rabbi Yosi is tzreida, and it will not be consistent with Rabbi Yosi ben Yezer. The Rabbi Yosi ben Yezer said the mashkin are never tumah. They will agree. This price will hold the mashkin and mekabel tumah midrabbanan, and to the degree that the tzitz can't make that carbon edible. Toshma, so the Gemara brings a different raya against Rav. The Braisa says, Amma tzitz meratza, to what degree is the tzitz effective? Al adam v'al abosa v'al achelev, shenitma, bein b'shoyig bein b'mezid, bein b'onis bein b'rotzen. Typically, Rashi teaches us that onis and rotzen are the same. The difference, so the mezid and rotzen are the same. So why does the Braisa say both mezid and rotzen? So Rashi explains, since shoigig and oinus are not the same, so in order to be consistent, so since we say shoigig and oinus, we also say mezid and rotzen, even though in halacha there is no difference between mezid and rotzen. Bein b'yochid or bein b'tzibur, that both in a carbon yochid and both in a carbon tzibur. And what are we learning from here? That the dam becomes tamei, and even though the dam becomes tamei, the tzitz has the ability to be meratzit and allow that dam that became tamei should still have zrikas adam. Clearly, not like Rav said. Rav said that dam never becomes tamei midiraisa. Answers the Gemara. Again, the Rav will interpret the Braisa that the dam becomes tamei mid rabbanon. Ah, Yosi ben Yehezer says the liquids never become tamei in the Beis Hamikdash mid rabbanon. This Braisa, the loy Kerab Yosi ben Yehezer Itzreida will disagree with him, and this Braisa will hold the dam does become tamei even in the Beis Hamikdash mid rabbanon.